all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, here's an interesting thought. Women are twice as likely to have an anxiety disorder as men. The anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the United States, and we're talking about 40 million adults out there in the United States between, well, basically from age 18 on, for crying out loud, what's going on over there? And especially as it relates to women. Why are women more prone to anxiety? So to help us, you know, put all this together, we have our wonderful regular guest, Dr. Christopher LaRiche, and he is the medical director of Lucida, the fantastic new addiction and mood disorder treatment center in West Palm Beach, a board-certified psychiatrist, well-known in his field, and our real go-to person to help us understand questions about women, psychology, and what we're doing here. So welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I can't wait to hear what the next, you know, what this next new scientific, you know, breakthrough is in women in anxiety. We want to know how to help women. So is it true that everyone can experience anxiety at some point in their life, but when does it become a problem, especially for women?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me. And women do suffer from anxiety at a much higher rate than men. As you said, you're absolutely right, about twice as frequent during the childbearing and premenopausal years. And but there's a difference, as you rightly pointed out, between just being stressed out and having a clinical anxiety disorder. It's usually when it starts to impede women's functioning in their different roles in their life, working, relationships, being a mother or a wife or a partner. And when it really starts to get starts to impede and disrupt these roles, we start to look at the pathological reasons for anxiety. That's basically when it starts to be, look, everyone is stressed out. We are doing so many things these days. But when it starts to be really impede your functioning, then it's time to see someone, talk to your doctor, talk to a therapist, and get to the bottom of it.
So what are the different types of anxiety disorders that women could be suffering from, like panic disorder, anxiety, generalized anxiety disorder, social phobia? Give us some examples of what the types of anxieties are.
Right. So maybe the most well-recognized and easiest to diagnose type of disorder is a panic disorder. And that comes with a discrete and acute onset of anxiety. There's a lot of physical symptoms as well. It might be a fast heart rate and sweating, feeling like you're outside of your body. That is a panic attack. And if you have several of them, it becomes a panic disorder. This is very well known in the literature. But then there are things like a phobia, so a specific phobia, phobias of spiders or snakes, phobias of airplanes. That's a very discrete and well-defined type of anxiety. There's general anxiety, which is a sort of background anxiety, kind of like the white noise to your day, but it's out of proportion to what might be actually causing anxiety in your life. So it's a kind of heightened anxiety always in the background. And then people who suffer from a kind of trauma, it can be an emotional trauma, a physical trauma, or witness a trauma, and experience post-traumatic stress or post-traumatic anxiety. And that's a very well-studied disorder, especially in our veterans or people who are survivors of trauma. Those are some of the more common anxiety disorders. Again, these are the most common disorders in mental health that we see.
So you know, you're saying then that what can actually trigger or worsen anxiety, you know, includes trauma, which is a big one. And then trauma is obviously in the eyes of the beholder. It's not like you need a building falling down on you, or you don't have to be a war vet. It could be a divorce. It could be almost anything. And I know that you've seen this wide spectrum in your own practice. So here's a question. You know, when should you see an expert about your anxiety? And let's talk about treatment options.
Right. So you're so right about that. There's that's one of the hardest calls of when do you actually go and talk to someone, see someone. I mean, one of the easiest people to go to is your primary care doc, as you know very well, Dr. Peake. You probably have seen many, many, many patients come in to your practice with complaining of anxiety. When it starts to really impede what you're trying to do in your life, gets in the way of your work, your relationship, you know, your partner starts to say, hey, you know, you seem stressed out all the time. What's going on? If you do have a discrete attack, like a discrete panic attack, that's a very clear symptom that you should see someone. By the way, those with discrete panic attacks usually don't go to their doctor. They think they're having a heart attack and end up
right.
in the emergency
room. Yeah, they are, exactly.
And I'm sure you all have seen that. Generally, when someone gets to my office, and we have a center here in West Palm Beach here in Florida called Lucida, they've usually had multiple ER visits, and they had EKGs, and they're all negative, nothing's wrong with their heart, and what they have is acute panic disorder. Now, the question of trauma and the question of traumatic events that happen in your life is being very, very extensively studied these days. And some people, we extend trauma to more than just a building falling down on you. It could be a very upsetting operation that you go through. It could be witnessing a violent crime right in front of you. It could be witnessing or experiencing something that might threaten your own bodily integrity. And these traumatic events, especially when they happen early in your life, cause lasting changes to your stress system. The stress system in our bodies is one that starts all the way up in the middle of the head, in the hypothalamus and pituitary, but ends in our adrenal glands and the secretion of adrenal stress hormones like cortisol. And when we get
right,
a disruption
right.
in this stress system, then we really should be seeing a professional, a doctor, a psychotherapist.
And we can absolutely agree with that. And that means you got to take it off. So we've got lots of treatment options. Give us your top three very briefly right now.
Top three, number one is diet and exercise. So start to exercise. You can lower your stress levels. Start to eat, and I will leave this to you, Dr. P. You're the expert. Eat in a way that's not going to increase your stress.
Right.
Number
right, right.
Two,
and then
psychotherapy.
The other two, real quickly.
Psychotherapy, and mm-hmm. consider medication with a psychiatrist.
Absolutely. There you have it. And now we understand a lot more why women are more prone to anxiety with Dr. Christopher LaRouche, one of our fabulous, wonderful psychiatrists, regular on Her Radio. The organization is elementsbehavioralhealth.com, Treat Centers Lucida. Thank you, Dr. LaRouche. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
If you think you're suffering from anxiety, please go see your healthcare provider. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.